episode 2815, As Long As You Both Shall Live.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous weekend, and I pray that you're in search of what God has in store for your marriage. Yes, we have to make time and be very intentional about coming together as one. You know, come on, we wear that badge of honor of busyness, and we have so many responsibilities that sometimes we really do forget who is sleeping right next to us. So you want to love as long as you both shall live. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, I just want to mention here, Florida, now we've got the Carolinas. Hurricane Ian has just really taken a toll on our southern east coast and west coast there in Florida. So if you do feel led to offer up your time of your money, a combination thereof, I really would encourage you to look to see how you can serve and the way God is leading you. Hurricane Ian has been very challenging, but know that we still, regardless of what we can do with time and money, we all can pray. And so I would encourage you to join with me here and our family in praying for those affected by the storm. Yes, we know it's great devastation, but we also know that there is a God who serves and loves, and there will be something better in the long run. For those who have lost their lives, of course, our hearts and prayers and thoughts go out to them and their family. On that note, it's kind of hard to transition. There's never a good way, but this is called real life, right? That's what we do here at Create Your Now. You know, my thing is I want to walk with you in your everyday because we have to be intentional about how we live. And when it comes to marriage, the commitment in your marriage begins with the promise of your vows. But many live as if none were shared. Love with all your heart as long as you both shall live. Do you even remember your wedding vows? Maybe you wrote them or used some form of the traditional ones. You know, nowadays you can just Google it and you come up with all these different things of how you can say it. You can even, you know, come off of some movie that you loved and like, oh, I just loved what they said there. And some actually take time to write their own vows. Whatever you did, what I find is very interesting is most couples can't remember their wedding day. Not the specifics, because there were just too many details, too many things that were not all put together. You thought you had it all together, and then, well, life really does happen on your wedding day, and there's just not enough presence. You knowing and being in your day, even though everything else is happening around you in your day. You set all these expectations, right? When you get married, first, actually, you got to start dating, right? But when you come into relationship, you have these expectations, kind of like the dreams of that picket white fence and that house that you so long for. The expectations are set when you date, right? Whoever you started dating, go back to those days. Think about it. I can remember conversations with my husband and saying, this is not going to happen. Because if this happens, well, I will not be here. Or this is how I look at things. Like, we had those hard conversations. We even set expectations for our wedding day. Why do you think there are issues on the wedding day? Well, there's issues on both sides, the groom and the bride side. And there's just something about it. It's just fireworks when you have so many different people coming together, the influence of, yes, both sides of the family. You get the moms involved or the grandparents involved. It can be really kind of a sticky mess. But in your mind, you have these expectations. You do for the first year of your marriage. Oh, it's going to be great. We're just going to come home and just love each other all the time. And we're going to have intimacy like we've never had before. And everything is going to be so blissful. And then reality hits, right? You've got the holidays. Have you ever had to split your time and figure out, well, we're going to go to my side of the family and then we'll go to your side of the family? What about your first anniversary? Did your spouse show up the way you wanted him to? Now be honest. Most of us set our expectations going, oh, I can't wait. He's going to bring me a dozen roses and he's going to remember this. And maybe he'll even carry me over the threshold again and we can watch our wedding and, you know, have that bite of our cake. You know what? That topping of our cake, we never did it. We never took a bite. It was in our freezer for the longest time. And it's when we moved, I threw it out. We never opened it back up. In fact, though, the one thing we do have, though, I think you'll find this very funny. We have the champagne that was waiting for us when we went up to the president's suite at our hotel after we got married. And we literally have moved that thing of champagne everywhere we go. Now, maybe when we hit 50 years, we'll open it. I don't think we'll drink it because I don't know if champagne's good 50 years old. I know wine's great for going old, but champagne, yeah, might fall a little flat. But it's just something we kind of joke about because we've just carried that around. Now, we never took out our piece of, you know, cake that was saved and we froze. Yeah, it didn't happen. And I have a few things. You know, I wanted to keep my bouquet, but in all honesty, it really didn't look good. And making it last, and as many times as I moved, I'm like, yeah, I probably would have lost it or it would have gotten smushed. So those kind of things just fade. But we still set up in our mind these expectations. This is what I want our first anniversary to look like. Did it meet your expectations? Maybe it did, maybe it didn't. I don't know. What about your expectations of the first birth of your child or the purchase of your home, right? All of these expectations lead up to, most of the time, disappointment because the expectations were not met. And that's frustrating, right? I mean, if we are honest with ourselves, that can be frustrating. So then what happens is the scoreboard then reflects what you haven't accomplished. And all of a sudden, you're checking off going, nope, nope, didn't make it here. Nope, didn't make it here. Why? He knew I wanted this. Mm-hmm. And you're coming up with every excuse as to building a brick wall. Not a foundation, but a brick wall. You cannot build a strong foundation from your past or on what you didn't or what doesn't work. The one thing you need to sustain an incredible marriage with a strong foundation comes when you love with all your heart. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. You've got to love with all your heart. And this love is not something that you have to take lightly. And it's not that ooey, gooey, tingly feeling that you got when you first laid eyes on your spouse. Seriously. But we tend to associate the feelings to love. Love is a verb. That means it's action. And you have to be willing to take action to build a strong foundation. So what does that look like in real life? Well, let's break it down. It's all about the F's. We're not failing. We're going to succeed, but they all start with F. So number one, focus. Focus on the one, meaning God, to bring together the two, you and your spouse. You don't have the strength to overcome everything in your life all on your own. But God does and can help lead if you lean in. So focus on Him. His strength will really be your foundation in your time, and He'll build it. And He'll build it to where His strength now covers in your time of weakness. And that's hopeful because you know what we're talking about? Hurricane Ian. How many hurricanes in your marriage have you had? Oh, I can name a few. Now, some are more significant than others. We have one, and I have shared this story, and I won't give all the details, but it's when my husband said, I've fallen out of love. And that was a hard hit to me. My life was totally shattered in one statement, in one sentence. And there wasn't even an exclamation point. That kind of made me mad, actually. Because it was like, well, I've fallen out of love, and that was it. There was no, you know, why can't you give me what you know, what I need from you, and why can't you do that? No, there was no confrontation. It was a flat-out, calm statement. Really? We've been together almost 17 years, and you slap me with that statement? I've done everything for you. I've done everything for our 5 children. I've moved how many times since we've been married? To build your career? Oh yeah, I could go on and on and on. But you see, in order for me to love with all my heart, I got to focus on the one. We wouldn't have been and couldn't have gone through the trenches like we did if, number one, I didn't have God. Now, my husband did, but I did question. But understand, that's not for me to know. His relationship with God is between him and God. You know, I can make assumptions, but I do know that God was present, but was my husband listening? So what I could do is do only what I could control, and that was focus on the one, meaning God, to bring the two of us together. Are you doing that? Are you focusing on God? Because if not, I promise you there's something missing in your marriage. God is the glue that's going to sustain you. Number two, F, fight fair. Stop keeping score and keep your heart ready to pull the cord. That's the cord of unconditional love. If you're always leading to be right and the only one to win, you will not have a marriage in the end. Allow your differences to strengthen you. Most of us are looking at our differences as an escape hatch. Well, gosh, if he doesn't think of me like this, or if we don't do this, then, well, maybe we're just not meant for each other. Really? There's not two people that could come together that they are not going to disagree on something. I think there were a couple negatives in there. I'm so sorry, but that's just how it is. If you're an English person, I just totally screwed it up, didn't I? But seriously, we look at our differences and saying, you know what? Those are my excuses. That means I don't have to try anymore because he's not doing it. And if he's not doing it, why should I have to do it? Doesn't it take two to tango? It does. But one always has to start it. And when you do that, you have to fight fair. So don't keep score. Leave that on the field. That's for football. That's for all the other sports. But it's not about the sport of marriage. Allow your differences to strengthen you, right? So you got focus, fight. And then number three, your F is feature. Feature your spouse. I know that sounds a little bit weird, but I want to say it that way because we are so inundated and hooked on social media. So you've got Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest, TikTok, Snapchat. Now, I would say Pinterest and Twitter probably are not truly instrumental in breaking up a marriage. But let me tell you, Facebook, you've got Instagram, you got TikTok, Oh, wait, and we haven't even talked about YouTube. You see, the thing is this. We as an individual, right, as individuals, as a person, as a unique human being, we want attention. That's just part of our fallacy of being human. We want the attention. Now, you might be saying, oh, no, Christiane, I'm an introvert. I do not want to be around people. I do not want to have the attention. No, but you do want to be noticed by the person that you said I do to. If your spouse is not noticing you and they're noticing someone else, yeah, you notice. Yeah, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And if your spouse doesn't feel noticed by you, then guess what? They're going to go looking somewhere else. Whether it's through pornography, whether it's through social media channels, whether it's through coworkers, whether it's through, yes, even the church. Could be your next door neighbor. But what happens is they seek out to find something that fills a void in their heart, whatever that void is. And so if we can look to love with all our heart, to feature your spouse, to help elevate them, when you take the time to elevate your spouse and lift them up, you give them the opportunity to excel personally. You're like, my gosh, you're incredible. Yeah, you can still be mad at them, but they also can be incredible at the same time. Now, I know that seems totally opposite. You're like, well, they have to be perfect, right, to be incredible. No, they don't. We're never going to reach perfection. So don't expect that of your spouse either, because you're immediately setting them up for failure. And you've dropped the bar so low. But when you come and you say, you know what, I want to feature my spouse. I want to lift him up. I want him to know that he's my number one. And yeah, he's got his quirks. Yeah, you know, he's not perfect. And he makes me mad sometimes. And honestly, we don't you know, always agree on everything, but you know what? We still come together. And what matters is that we have the same morals and values. Our beliefs are pretty secure. We have an incredible life when we choose to. And in order to have all of that, that means I got to work at it too. And so I want to feature my spouse. Do you see the difference? Because that's what social media is doing. It's filling a void in our life. And what happens is, and I watch it with couples, whether they're dating, whether they're married, I watch it in my own relationship with my husband. And I'm very, very keyed in on the mannerisms and the triggers and what happens. And it's so interesting to read studies and to watch the human behavior of social media. And let me tell you, it is addicting. And what happens is it fills a void, and that void is triggers. Okay. It's these neurons in our brain. They're like, I should be feeling this at this time. And if you're not, you're like, well, I got to get something. What's going to fill this void? Now, we're not actually saying that, right? So think this through, because you're not thinking it through. If you're wondering, gosh, is something happening in my marriage? Why are we not maybe more connected? Or maybe the intimacy is falling a little flat. Well, what about feature your spouse? Are you paying attention? Seriously. Because I'm telling you, if you're not, someone else will. Because that will be a void in your marriage. We all long for something. And if your spouse has a past, I mean, we could work on this for months and just talk about this. But if your spouse has a past, or even if you do, where you felt abandoned, not loved, either by your parents, it could have been in a previous relationship. Let's say you divorced even, and now you're in your second or third marriage, right? I mean, this just is how real life is. You are still in search of a void because it's a crack in your heart. And we want to fill those cracks. And if you don't fill them with the person that you're in bed with, you're going to go search it for something else. It could be with someone else. It could be with something else. Alcohol, shopping, gaming, social media. I mean, there's so many things. Football games, right? It can be anything that fills that void. So love with all your heart. Focus on the one, meaning God, to bring together the two. Fight fair. And then feature your spouse. What you bring to your marriage personally is magnified in your relationship as a couple. So if you lack confidence, do you think your marriage is going to have confidence? No, it's going to be weak because you don't have it. You're going to be timid. You're going to be like, and you're going to approach it that way. What you bring to your marriage personally is magnified in your relationship as a couple. So that means you got to work on yourself in order to work on your marriage. That's why your reflection is so important. So how can you love with all your heart better than what you do now? Keep your eyes on what you can control. That's the key. It's not about trying to change your spouse. It will not work. Trust me, I've tried. And you're just going to be spinning circles and you're going to be mad all the time. It does not work. If you want that incredible marriage, that foundation that can sustain 157 mile per hour winds or greater, right? We've got Hurricane Ian out there. It was on the verge of a Category 5. If you want to be able to sustain life and a marriage and love with Category 6, 7, 8, which there isn't that, but let's say there was, because real life brings those storms. And you can't put a number on the turbulent times, but you can feel them, and it's horrible. I don't want you to have to go through that. What I want for you is for you to build that solid foundation. So keep your eyes on what you can control. How can you love with all your heart better than what you do now? Do you need to feature your spouse more? Do you need to fight fair? Maybe you don't fight fair, or maybe you've got this scoreboard in your head that you need to burn. You need to get rid of. And maybe you've kind of taken time away from God, thinking, I got this. You don't have it just by yourself. You got to have God present. And also, don't expect your spouse to make the first move when it comes to change. You do what you can do, and then let God do the rest. Love is simple, but it's not easy. All we have to do is to look at Jesus and see how he loves us, right? He is our role model. I don't know about you, but I can be pretty difficult to love. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I know. I'm sure you can be too. But God still loves me and he still loves you. If you approach your marriage with the love that God has for you, your marriage will be able to put the past behind you, look to the future, and be present in your everyday. So go out, master today to impact your marriage tomorrow. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed weekend and happy October. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.